Hey, everybody, welcome to the Big News Show, episode number 15. That's a one with a five after it. The Big News Show, episode number 15, with me, Ben Bailey. Joining me tonight, as always, the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason, my sidekick. Sparky the dog will be upstairs chiming in from time to time when he gets too desperate to sit up there alone and not make some horrible, mournful sounds. We're going to kick it all off live from Vic's bar like we always do. On the Weird Wild News, we're going to learn what not to do with your weed. Here's how not to handle your weed, everybody. We're going to do a couple of movie quotes, because we always do, because they always pop into my head. Because that's how I see my life in terms of movies and music. We're going to go see The Wise Old Man on the Mountain. Might learn something new about him tonight. Basement Riffs tonight. Another actual clip from a live stand-up performance in front of an audience from my Live and Uncensored special from a few years back. A couple of interesting viewer questions will get answered and then returned to the asker, as promised. We are, of course, going to close it all out with a rousing rendition of Sunday, 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 because this is the Big News Show, folks, and that's how we do it. Hey, everybody! Welcome to the Big News Show, episode number 15. That's right, it's the 15th episode. Last week's was 14, and next week's going to be 16. So this week must be 15. And we are live from Vic's, as we always are. Please keep in mind, when I say we're live from Vic's, I do not mean we're live from Vic's Bar. This is not live, it's pre-recorded. Hello, everybody, it's me, Ben Bailey.
Am I...
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if we were doing that.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Ben Bailey.
And me, Emma Gleason. That sounds weird. Me.
And it is I. Good evening. Tis I, Ben Bailey, and...
Your sidekick?
Are you my sidekick?
I don't know.
Sparky is upstairs clearing his throat. Excuse me.
You, well, he'd be getting you back. You, surprised him tonight when you had to clear your throat in the kitchen, you were saying.
Yes, I did. And we'll have to explain that to people, right? Sparky, he sits on his mat. When it's time for him to be fed, he has to sit on his mat.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to have all his paws on the mat. And so if he...
I've had a lot of fun.
Inches forward a little bit. Wait, hold on. If he inches forward a little bit and so that his paws are no longer on the mat, his front paws.
Because he starts creeping towards his bowl.
You could say, you could say all your paws on, or you could just clear your throat. And he'll be like, oh, jeez.
He gets back.
And he'd do this little backup dance. And tonight I was in the kitchen. I was looking over something on my phone and because it's been a busy day. There's been a lot of phone calls and travel stuff. Just one of those days where you're managing a million things. And then the next day, there's just nothing at all, literally nothing. But so I was just clearing my throat for real. I really had to clear my throat. And Sparky was on his mat anxiously.
Waiting for dinner time.
Right. He's like, the sooner I get to the mat, the sooner. It's a reminder. He's like, I'm on the mat.
It's
you
very
guys know
cute
what that means,
when
right?
Like, yeah.
You know, he's just like, very hopefully.
I'm being my best possible self.
And
I'm a good boy.
I just cleared my throat because I needed to clear my throat. And Sparks was like, oh, did his little dance. And I was like, oh, you're a good boy. And he was like,
does that mean I get fed?
He looked at me like he didn't believe me. Like, you're a good boy. He's like, really? I thought I just got busted. I'm like, no, I just had to clear my throat.
Yeah, I had fun like doing things like the ahem and clearing my throat to make him get back. And, like, just standing there with my hands on my hips.
Yeah, arms akimbo.
Until he did it and just keeps me entertained when I have to, like,
it's good
be
stuff.
Correcting him all the time. So.
And he's a good barkle bark. And I've had two sips of my beer, so it's only fair that we give one of these to everybody.
All righty.
It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. That means it's time for you to drink your drink. Just as it says on the screen, it is time for you to drink your drink. Be it beer, be it water, be it whiskey, be it wine.
What about tea?
You take a sip of yours, and I'll take a sip of mine.
Right, it doesn't fit into the rhyme.
We could put tea in there. I mean, tea is included. Please, everybody, make a note. All beverages are included in the Cash Cab Drive-By Toast. Wet, it doesn't matter what it is. Just, I don't care if you're drinking motor oil, man. You can be part of the toast. It's all about togetherness.
Please don't.
And celebrating, surviving, getting through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cheers, everybody. I'll have another one.
Cheers. Yeah, I'm always drinking tea, and I just realized it's not in there.
Well, I'll put tea in there. It's going to take me a while to write it in. It's a whole other syllable that rhymes with a lot of stuff. Shouldn't be that hard.
Cool. All right.
So, yeah, I can't believe it, you guys. It is the 15th episode of the show. And, babe, because you were so excited last week about my new idea for a segment where I share interesting thoughts about the number, I decided to bring it back. Really what happened is she told me that secretly she loved it and begged me to do it again. And I said, no, no, no. It didn't work. It didn't work. And she said, I promise I'll do anything, please. So here it is. The most boring segment we've ever done. Just some interesting stuff about the number 15. Or maybe it's not that interesting. I think it's kind of interesting, some of it. And if not, then, you know, whatever. It'll start conversation by you saying, wow, this is so completely uninteresting.
Me or the people out there?
Anyone.
Okay.
Anyone can participate.
All right.
In saying that they think this is uninteresting.
Okay.
Okay, so if you live in Pakistan and you have an emergency, guess what number you dial on your phone?
15.
15 is correct. See, we changed up the format and now it's already more fun. Even though the answer is always going to be 15. So you're in Pakistan and you're like, oh my God, I have an emergency. 15.
There you go.
That would feel strange to me, being, you know, from here,
mm-hmm.
where it's 911, of course.
And in Australia, it's 000000.
It's 000000?
No.
Okay. 000000.
No, I just know.
000000.
When I first moved here,
mm-hmm.
I would spell my name, my surname, GLEESON.
Right.
People didn't understand what I was saying.
You're kidding me.
No.
Like they literally didn't understand, or they didn't know what that meant, double E. Double. I thought you were saying doubly, like twice as much.
I don't know, but I had to like change to now I spell my surname GLEESON to people because right. whenever I'd say double, they didn't understand what I was talking about.
Just to be clear, everyone, it is the same spelling. If you're like, if you're at home thinking, what is the difference?
But
no difference.
In Australia, we'll say double instead of, and so when I said 000000. It was like, okay, now
000000.
Now I need to spell it out for the Americans playing along at home.
Double E, double I, double O, double S. Oh, wow. Look at it. It's already started. Oh, boy. Double E, double I don't know if the letters are right, but you should know if you know it. If you know it, you should know it. That's all I'm going to say. It's a movie quote.
Huh. Okay.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay.
Somebody will know it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get it. Somebody will get it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Mm.
You dial 15 if you're experiencing an emergency in Pakistan.
There you go.
And they'll be like, where are you? And you'll be like, I'm in Pakistan. That's that's why I called the number 15. Hello, this is 15. What can I do for you? Okay, this is interesting, too. In Hebrew, the number 15 is spelled differently by different means than, like, all other numbers or most other numbers.
Huh.
Because the number for, or the symbol for 10,
mm-hmm.
normally it would be the symbol for 10 plus the symbol for 5.
Okay.
But if you put those two together, that is the same as a word for God. So 15 is actually represented by the symbol for 9 and the symbol for 6, when otherwise it would be the symbol for 10 and the symbol for 5.
Huh.
How's that?
There you go. Very interesting.
So in Hebrew, God is only 15 years old. That's not true. So people are like, wait, no, you can't get that from that.
I wonder if there's some connotation where it becomes the God number somehow.
Yeah, I looked for that, but I didn't find that.
They got around.
I was
that
hoping.
By...
I was like, oh, she's going to eat those words. This is really interesting. It's the God number in Hebrew.
I never said.
No, it isn't. It isn't. I know. I'm just playing. Okay. I'm just playing it up.
All right.
Okay, so if
Sorry,
it's your...
Sorry, my face said last your... week.
I was like, okay, one more thing about 14, and you were like... I'm like, babe, are you there? Babe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fun. It's totally fun. It's kind of fun. I mean, okay. I was a little hurt, and I just wanted it to get a chance. Okay, so what do you think the 15th anniversary is? What are you supposed to...
Give your partner...
Yeah.
I don't know. You've never given me any anniversary presents. How I'm just joking.
15th wedding anniversary. You know how some of them, they have...
Yeah, paper, stone, right. Rock, metal, things. Right. I don't know. No idea.
No idea? It's crystal.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're making that face again.
I don't know, the anniversary present thing.
I love it. You don't care for that?
No, it just seems like a lot of trouble for...
It's a lot of trouble, and it's a Hallmark thing. It's marketing. It's like, let's create... Here's what you're supposed to buy. As soon as somebody was like, it's the silver... Everybody that sold anything else, crystal, paper, wood, is like, we need to claim one.
Yeah.
I don't know when that happened if that's true at all, but it seems like it.
I hate getting gifts just for the sake of it. It just means more stuff.
More stuff.
You've got to, like... store somewhere.
Yeah, or, you need room for it.
Or slip into the Goodwill pile.
Yeah, which I never understood as a kid. My parents would talk about, you know, it's just more stuff that we're just going to have. Where are we going to put, you know, and I was always like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
There's so much room. We could have endless stuff, you know, but you can't.
But you can't.
No,
without
can't.
Becoming a hoarder.
Yeah. Like, I have this old cab in the garage. I'm really thinking of getting rid of it. It's just taken up space for years now. Some significance to it. I can't remember what it is.
I thought it was really cool at first, but now I'm with you. I'm like, we have, like, a lot more room.
It's kind of taken up space. Like, we could have a ping pong table.
Ooh. I could learn to play ping pong.
You don't know how to play ping pong?
No, I just, you know, not
well. Or you never really played. That's one of those things you just have to, like, get a little hooked on it and play it for... You know, a lot for a week, and then you're passable. You're not going to be good, but you can play.
Have you ever played the version where you go around the table and you, like, bat, you get one hit, and then you go and you run to the other side, you play with a big group?
No.
It's so much fun. We played that at Easter back in Australia when my family and all my cousins and everyone would get together when we were all a bit older. And
right? That sounds really interesting. I've never heard of that.
It was great. And you, like, kind of line up sort of even, divide everybody into two groups as evenly as you can.
So how many people are we talking about? 15? Is it 15?
Yeah, you know what? 15 was the number that came to mind. I wonder if that's why.
Well, that sucks because there was a lot of mention of 15 is the number of players on certain teams in sports. And I was like, this isn't interesting enough. For real, that really happened. But okay, so you're not all around it. You're a bunch of people on
so
either side.
So paddle on either side.
You each have two paddles.
No. There's a paddle on either side of the ping pong table.
Okay.
And then, let's say, 8 people line up here because we've got 15 and 7 over on the other side.
Okay.
And then the person who's first in the line serves the first ball. And then the person on the other side returns it to them, drops the paddle, and runs around and joins the back of the line.
Okay, so the next person has to step up, grab the paddle, play, drop the paddle.
Yeah.
And they're doing this on both teams at the same time?
It's just a round thing. Like, you're not on a team.
Oh, you might.
You've got to run around to the other side. So if you miss the ball, if you, like, it gets hit to you and you miss, then you're out.
Oh, this is like Aussie rules ping pong. I love it.
It's just a fun game with a group.
I've never heard of that. That's so
eventually
funny.
You
what
get
happens? Everyone just passes out from exhaustion.
Eventually you get down to less and less people.
The score is 0-0. There's only one team.
And everyone's yelling at, Dom, you took the paddle with you. like, quick eye, you know, and like, oh, I got out, you know, because he didn't have the paddle.
Oh, she rules ping pong.
You can't put the paddle down there. You got to put it down in front. And like, but it's kind of frantic and fun. And
that sounds crazy.
And then you go again.
Is there a name for that game?
It can't be Bundanoon because there's a card game that we play that we didn't know. My cousin knew like all the rules too, but not the name of, and we all played it there. We would play a lot of cards, but this one was just like really fun. It's a really good card game.
Bundanoon, it's called?
And so we call it Bundanoon.
It's a shame cause that was going to be my first guess for the ping pong, for the battle royale of ping pong. Yeah. Bundanoon was right on the tip of my tongue.
But that's where we play, where we would go and all gather at Easter was Bundanoon. So card game became known as Bundanoon.
Oh, nice. I like that.
So,
And I like the name Bundanoon. I like the I love the Aussie names of places.
I think it's Scottish.
Okay.
but I do love that
I
name.
I like it anyway.
Too.
And it is a place in Australia.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Scottish. I like the name.
A place called the Southern Highlands. Mm-hmm. So I think they have a bunch of Scottish names in there due to it being... I guess reminding people who settled it of the Southern Highlands in Scotland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just realized I was hanging my head. And an important thing for me, posture-wise, is to keep my head up.
Mm.
Hold your head up. Whoa.
I think that's important for everyone.
But yeah, but especially for people like me who have a head that weighs 28 pounds.
Yeah.
And a very long spine.
And a long body, yeah.
Okay, we did that
Alrighty.
One. We did the... I'm just getting started here. I have so many of these 15s.
How many? All right, keep going.
Andy Warhol famously said, I'm sure you know what it is.
I don't know.
In the future,
oh.
Everyone will be famous for 15 minutes, mm-hmm. which I thought was apropos because it's kind of happened.
Right.
Like I got the gig hosting Cash Cab,
mm-hmm.
and then I became famous for that, known for that. Which was amazing and bizarre and weird and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like, at the same time, it was like, I would go to these upfront things for the networks.
Yeah.
Selling ad time. And there'd be other talent from other shows, you know. And like one of them was like a guy who bakes cakes. And one of them was a butcher. And one of them was a guy that owned a shop. You know, so it's like, oh my God, everyone, like literally these guys are famous for the other thing that they do. Because that's
famous
TV now.
Yeah, repairing cars or motorbikes.
Yeah, fixing motorbikes or
selling antiques or...
Yeah, or like catfishing or, you know, like whatever. Whatever
drag
it was.
Racing. Like, yeah, there's a lot of...
And I remember thinking then, like, oh my God, everyone is famous for 15 minutes now. In that moment, the 15 minutes of fame...
Yes.
...was metaphorical. It was more like, just meant a short period of time, a year or 6 months or, you know. But since then... it's changed. Now it's like 6 seconds. Like I was doing shows in Spokane a couple weeks ago, and there was an early show. There was a 4:30 show, which was some YouTube star.
Okay.
Which is a term I'm still not completely willing to accept as a reality, but And Vine.
Oh.
A Vine star. And those videos are 6 seconds long. That's what Vine is.
That's
There's
still
only
around?
6 second videos. Not
Vine...
only is it around, but you could headline your own afternoon show at a club in Spokane based on it.
Wow.
And then go 20 minutes long and cause the next show to have to wait. I was like, how could a 6 second star go 20 minutes long? That's...
Did she do
200 extra performances?
Did you find out what she did in the show,
no.
in the live show?
No, and I don't care about them being late, but it's just the point is 15 minutes. Everybody's famous for 15 minutes.
Yeah, and...
Now it's less.
Yeah,
it seems.
And some time ago, I mean, like when like Jersey Shore was awful and big, it was like, oh my God, it seemed like more... It seemed so much more real than like... You know, when I first heard that as a kid, I was like, huh?
Right. You're like, wait, what does that mean?
I was like, I guess a bit. But then, like, you know, as time went on, it was like, and social media like has just exploded. It gets more and more true every day.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, some people, like, I follow, like, a Danish gardener who's very into into container gardening and bulbs. You know, he has these amazing bulb displays. And he has, like, a ton of followers all over the world. So, you know, essentially he's famous. But, like, and then right. there's people from, like, you know, yeah. every genre out there that have a following.
Yep.
And... yeah, it's kind of, it's bizarre and crazy.
It's crazy that it like has become such the reality.
Yeah.
Way to go, Warhol. I still don't care for your images of Campbell's soup cans. But I do like some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a few more interesting. See, this is interesting stuff, you have to admit.
Yes, Stalin. Sorry.
It's okay.
I was blindsided by it last week and I didn't give it a chance.
I gave you no more thing. I really appreciate that. A Scrabble board is 15 by 15 squares. Only apropos because we both know that I'm like hooked on Scrabble.
Yep.
If I'm looking at my phone and you're talking to me and I'm not paying attention, I'm probably looking at a Scrabble board trying to deal out some more Scrabble ass whoopings. James Buchanan was the 15th president of the United States. Not so interesting, and except that very interesting thing about him, he's the only president, even up until now, who was not married.
Oh.
Imagine having the White House as your bachelor pad. Am I right, or am I right?
That's interesting. You know,
do you want to come back to my place? Oh, where do you live? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All by myself.
There you go.
Kentucky is the 15th state of the Union. Phosphorus has the atomic number 15. These are like in all lists. Standard, you know, what's cool about a number lists. The next one I kind of
so
like.
So cool that phosphorus is.
You know what I mean. They don't say cool.
Sorry. Just. Atomic numbers and cool.
Atomic numbers are
together.
No way. No, they've come
so
around.
Cool.
They took nerdy and they made it cool. That's how how superheroes are made, babe. Come on.
They're having their 15 minutes.
The number 15 is a triangular number, which according to this, that means if you add up the numbers 1 through 5 to each other as you count up, mm-hmm. it totals 15. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 is 15. Go ahead, do it. I know you're all thinking about it. Do it in your head.
Oh, okay.
The number 15.
I was thinking, you know, you do 5 on 3 sides and have a triangle.
Five on 3 sides?
Yeah, like if you did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2,
right.
You know, and another 5 and another 5. That's a triangle.
Right. Yeah. That's not what this implies. It had an image of billiard balls, one spread out like that in the shape of a triangle, which would be what you're talking about, and then one in the middle.
Sort of, yeah.
But yeah, one, I don't know how those are related, but 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 is 15.
There you go.
The number 15 is the number of the magic square.
What's the magic square?
I have no explanation for that. Just that. It's a square in which all the numbers are arranged, and each side, if you add them up, adds up to 15. That and quinceañera is mm-hmm. a grand fancy dress celebration when a girl turns 15. And that's the end of my list of cool things for when you're 15, and I'm blowing it up.
I think you lose me with the math and the science in the number thing.
Well, that's good. I don't remember asking you where I lost you, though. Folks, this is the Big News Show episode number 15. Hope you're enjoying it. Emma is not.
No, we are. I've been laughing a lot. You can...
It's just a little fodder for conversation, and there's some interesting stuff in there. But since you didn't like it, let's do something that you would like to do.
Okay.
And let's do a weird...
I know people want to hear about these.
A weird, wild, wacky Wednesday weekly world news.
Oh, I was going with the viewer question, but... Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, I think...
It's weird, it's wild, it's wacky, it's Wednesday. Sorry, I know it's Sunday. It's weekly on the wrong day. It's worldly. It's Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News.
All right. Okay, these two stories this week have a couple of things in common.
There's two stories, okay.
Yep.
Are we going to do them both right now, or one and then the other later like we normally do?
What
do we need? Do we need to do them back to back?
No, no, they don't need to be back to back.
Okay.
It's just funny how I find these patterns in these weird news stories.
It's crazy. There's some sort of pattern or something meaningful as far as human behavior goes in there. But it's like too big for us to piece it together.
And you know how like when people talk about like someone committed a crime, someone stole this, someone broke in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We all think of men straight away.
Totally,
like,
absolutely.
Men commit like more crimes than women. But in the weird news stories, I think men and women are pretty equally represented.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Two women. Yeah, equal representation.
Yeah. Well, men aren't responsible for the stupidity all the time.
No, no, not all the time. This week, there was a couple of women.
Couple of ladies.
Who were featured.
Okay.
So this lady was driving on I-55.
Good old I-55.
In her Chevy Suburban, and she ran out of gas.
Okay.
Not, you know, the smartest thing, but not something that other people haven't done before.
It happens. I've run out of gas before.
Unfortunately, she was on a bridge.
Uh-oh.
And she just left her truck.
On the bridge.
On the bridge in the southbound lane. And
oh boy.
It was like blocking one of the lanes of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, Catherine went to to get herself some more petrol, some more gas.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she just passed a bunch of gas stations. Woman who was interviewed about this story, a young woman, was saying it was pretty ironic that she just passed a lot of gas stations. I guess she just didn't have...
There's all these giant signs like, last chance!
Her eye on the dial, and she, like, very unfortunate that she broke down on the bridge and couldn't, like, pull over to the
side.
There's
no way
to
get it out of the lane.
Yeah, yeah. And while she was away doing that, another car hit her car.
Oh, no.
Police were called... and they towed her car and this other car, like, off the bridge to do a police report. And she turns up back there. And they said, okay, well, we have to tow your car away and do an inventory of it and stuff. And she said, no, you're not allowed to look at my car. You can't look at my car.
Uh-oh.
And as they approached the vehicle, very strong smell of marijuana.
Oh.
And they do look inside the vehicle and find 229 pounds.
229 pounds of
marijuana.
Weed.
Wow.
And
$17,800 in cash.
I think I know why she didn't remember to gas that thing up.
Yeah.
She was stoned out of her head.
She was probably just contact
high.
Yeah,
just from sitting in there breathing it. You don't get high from just the smell of the plant.
I was going to say, does it have to be burning? Do you think?
She was probably pretty stoned, though, right? What state are we in here? It said
I-55.
Okay, so do we know what state we're in?
So it's near the Memphis Metal Museum, and the bridge crosses the Mississippi and goes from Arkansas into Memphis.
Into Tennessee. So we're not too far. We're in between Mountain View, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
Because I've been there.
Yeah, so for people who...
All right.
Here's a picture of the... that's the bridge there.
Oh, let me get a look at that.
That's
exactly what I was picturing.
Yep.
I have been on that bridge.
And here's a picture of the goods in the vehicle.
There's the goods. We need to pull you. We just need to take a look at your car, ma'am. No!
But I can't imagine
That's a lot of weed.
Can you
bring that up again? Sorry.
Can you imagine walking away from a vehicle and not only leaving, like, boxes full of weed in there?
Wow.
Looks like they have like holes punched in them too or something. Or maybe that's just leaf sitting on top. Anyway.
I can't see it well enough to tell, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And
exactly.
Then how much cash? $17,800 in cash?
But yeah, she left the cash in there.
The cash was in the vehicle as well?
That's what it says.
That person like, that ran into it was like, oh my God, it was a gold mine.
And she had like $800 on her. So she took some money to get the gas, I guess. But like, you know what? If I'd like had a...
Oh my God.
Had a like...
Somebody is so mad at her.
Oh God. I'd be flagging people down like, I need gas.
Can you help me out?
I'll give you $100 here
on
the spot.
I'll give you 50 pounds of weed.
$500 if you like can just... Like, for your gas can.
Oh, my God.
And just get some gas in it and get it going and get it off the bridge. Because if she had made it to the other side of the bridge, she would have, like, probably had somewhere to pull off where...
Right, where no one would have run into
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't have gotten hit. Yeah. Like, so she's very unlucky in that instance. And she's very unlucky that, yeah, she...
So wait, how does it all end up? Do we know? Does she ends up in jail?
She got arrested because 18 states have legalized recreational use of marijuana, but under the Controlled Substances Act of 1970, it's classified as a Schedule I controlled substance.
Right.
Still in the category with heroin, ecstasy, peyote, and LSD.
She's in serious trouble.
So if she's convicted, she could face between 8 and 30 years in prison.
Holy
and fines up to $200,000.
So yuck. Gas up the fucking truck, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, the poor woman.
So,
and some people are like, don't feel bad for her. She was transporting 200 pounds of weed.
Yeah.
And she had all that cash.
Doesn't seem like it was for personal use.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Oh, Catherine.
Whoops.
I wish you luck.
Yeah.
And I wish I had stumbled upon your truck. I would have left my car there and driven that thing the fuck out of there. We called someone. Go get. You gotta go get the car. I found another one that we're keeping for now.
Right. Well, she was brave to like come back, and there's cops there, and like, could you imagine? She comes back. The truck's not on the bridge anymore.
She's like,
and you're like, oh,
my,
oh
truck,
my God!
I reported the truck stolen 4 days ago. I know she has partners that are just like, what the fuck happened?
Oh, my God.
You couldn't gas up the truck?
Yeah.
That's why, though. I was joking saying she was high and that's why it happened. It's probably more likely that she was under duress.
Stress.
Yeah, she's freaked out. She's got all that cash on her.
Yeah.
She's got all that weed.
People don't make good decisions.
And she's like, can't think clearly. And she drives past a bunch of gas stations when she's on empty.
Yeah. Ouch.
Or maybe she was like, I can't pull into a gas station like this. It smells so strong. Or
gas station would probably be a decent place to be, though. They smell pretty strong. It might disguise
the
scent, but I don't know.
Wow. Well,
it would be better rolling the dice with a gas station than running out of gas like she did. And she was also very unlucky that like someone ran into her and oof.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, man. If you're having a bad day, think of Catherine and that fortune that she left on the bridge.
Oh, God.
And what's happening for her now. That really sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, Catherine.
I gotta feel sorry for her. There's gotta be a certain amount of desperation.
Well, I don't think that weed is something that should carry penalties like that, honestly.
It's interesting, isn't it, that like it's...
A lot of people agree with that now. A lot of states officially agree with that now.
Mm.
You know, those people that were serving all these long sentences for possession of weed, and it's like, come on, man. It's not, it's not worth that.
I don't know what the difference would be.
It's not coke. It's not crack. It's not heroin. It's, you know, it literally grows out of the ground. You could plant a seed, and it grows. To me, that's kind of like, you know what? Maybe it's all right. I was like, nope, tomatoes are illegal from now on. Good news story. Good luck, Catherine.
Yeah.
Let's do a drive-by. It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. And I think you know exactly what that means. Take a drink of your drink and toast yourself. Those of you that are drinking tea especially.
Oh, yeah.
Grab your mug. Maybe it says The Big News Show with Ben Bailey on
maybe
it.
Maybe it does.
Maybe it doesn't. Whatever it says on it, even if it's not saying anything, drink your drink. Enjoy your tea. A toast to ye and your tea. And a toast to all of you out there. Even a certain gentleman who may or may not be doing a booty dance. It's The Big News Show, everybody. Episode 15. We're on our 15th one.
Mm-hmm.
15th and final.
It could well be, guys. Poor Ben is...
Oh, we had major issues, guys. We recovered from them, but yeah. Sorry to interrupt you there,
but this
Ben.
Is still a ton of work for you, this show.
It's still so much work, and it's like, you know what?
And it's not like we're making an income from it, so...
It's growing. It's slowly growing a little bit.
But so anything you guys can do to support us by giving it a thumbs up or a like or just throwing a comment in with some encouragement would be good, because...
Or sign up for the Patreon page. Or,
yeah,
you know,
or give us a positive review if you like it. Cause
give us positive reviews on the podcast.
That might be the difference between it continuing on with the show and or not.
I feel like I really like the show, and I like what we're making.
Mm-hmm.
It's just making it is stressful for me.
Yeah.
And as we were saying, we think it's like trauma. Like, it was so rough when we were trying to do it live for so long. And when we did the 100 episodes of working from home, there was often issues, and that was very stressful. And
yeah, and you had to keep a happy face on.
You had to keep a happy face, just like a cash cat when somebody would cut me off.
Oh, yeah, you have all that pent up for
yeah,
so
well,
many
no, I got through
to...
that. I worked through that on stage.
Right.
Writing bits about it.
Nice.
But so I'm still, like, one little thing goes wrong, and I just, like, short circuit, and I get so upset. If two little things in a row or three, it's like, oh, forget it. I don't know if I'm going to recover. I'm so angry, and and even while it's happening to me, I'm like, this is not commensurate with what's going on.
I bet people out there can relate to that somewhat. In
yeah,
terms
maybe.
Of like, you know, we all had a like some people more than others had a rough time throughout the pandemic, and you know, like are traumatized by it in some ways, and I've had people say to me like, I shouldn't be this upset about this thing, like
yeah,
I, you know, it shouldn't be getting to me this much,
right? And that's similar, that's like misplaced anger coming out that's about something else. This is like about kind of about the same thing though, right? So it's even more likely that that's what's going on,
because
it's like reminiscent of those nights we were trying to do the live show, and it was just like I just hated putting out a flawed product.
Yeah.
And there's no way around it when you're live and something goes wrong. It's just like,
Yeah. But so, instead, you have hours and hours of work to like.
Right. And that's the problem. I didn't really have time. I barely had time to produce the show when I wasn't back to work. And now I'm back to work, and it's like, oh, wow. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I do enjoy it. I do enjoy knowing that people are getting enjoyment out of it.
I love that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll keep at it for now.
You sound like you didn't like that part for a moment there.
No, I do. I really do.
I love that part. Like, yeah.
It's. I was just gonna say. I just wish there were more of them. Like you can't produce a show like this forever.
No one will have
for a small group of people that are really enjoying it.
Something it's that like, pays a little bit.
I can't sacrifice my sanity.
No.
So.
But
anyway, we're back in it tonight.
But
couple of drive-bys, couple of drinks, a good news story.
Yeah.
We explored the number 15.
And
Emma loved every minute of it.
Speaking of you being busy and back to work, you're off. In the morning, tomorrow.
Yeah, in the morning. First thing in the morning. And there's a movie quote.
Oh.
First thing in the morning, tomorrow.
So you'll be editing this tonight.
Yes, I will.
And then you leave for...
Oh, she's trying to remember.
For...
So that's the movie quote, folks. It's first thing in the morning, tomorrow. And yes, tomorrow I'm leaving for, let's take a look at the website.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yay, I got it right.
Nice, babe.
It's just...
I'll be at Summit City Comedy Club in Fort Wayne, Indiana this weekend, May 6th and 7th. Zany's in Chicago, May 18th through 20th. Zany's Rosemont, Illinois, May 21st. That's the Saturday.
Mm.
DC Comedy Loft in Washington, D.C., July 28th through 30th. Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington, August 12th and 13th. Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan, November 11th and 12th. And Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, December 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah, I just looked at that picture in more detail of you there.
Yeah?
You look a little bit like, I don't know which one it is, but a certain cartoon character.
Oh, interesting. First, let's take a look at the Shopify store. Okay. Guys, go to the Shopify store, click on that black or white, then turning black link in the upper corner of the website. It'll take you to this page where you can buy all sorts of big new show stuff, hoodies and bottle openers and buttons and mugs and phone cases and
oh my
magnets and mouse pads and underwear and the big new mug, hats, tote bags, beer cozies, pint glasses, blankets, t-shirts, pillow shams, everything you can imagine. And every time you place an order, a pound of plastics will be removed from the oceans and a percentage of the proceeds will go to Share Our Strength. So yeah, check out the merch page. That's another way that you guys can help. We need to make this show profitable so that we can afford to dedicate time to it.
Yeah.
And if you live in Fort Wayne, Indiana, you better come out, man. This is my first time. I've never been to Fort Wayne.
Nice.
One of the few places left in these United States that I have not been to.
There you go.
Yeah, there I go tomorrow. There I go. Yeah, I got a notice today from the airline. Mm. And I don't want to mention it's United. it's funny. A comedian named Bobby Collins did a bit very similar to that years ago. And I think the airline was Continental.
Mm.
Continental. Or, you know, if you're gonna pronounce one T, you have to pronounce both of them. So it's either Continental or Continental. He did the very same thing. And Continental is now United, was absorbed and is part of United. But yeah, they just sent me an email and they were like, yeah, we changed your seat. You were in 2A, which is in first class, and now you're in 9B. And I was like, hey, hang on a minute. So I was like in the middle of some other stuff that I really was enjoying. I was like, I got to go and call. So I called customer service, which everybody loves a good customer service call, especially when the music is just super repetitive and it just plays the entire time that you're on hold. But the first guy I got, we were like, I'm going into this with good vibes. We're going to try to stay positive. And the first person that I got was a man, and he barely spoke English. And he was like, I'm looking for the information for this flight. And 10 minutes in, he's like, could you give me your confirmation? I'm like, you're just asking me for that now? I thought you had my information in front of you this whole time. What have we been doing?
I hate that when you're like, oh my God, you've been reading off your script for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes to me. And you haven't been looking into this at all? What have we been doing?
Can
we skip the script?
Are you doing Sudoku while you just string me along? Or are we doing something?
I think they're like often like reading the thing they're supposed to read to you.
Yeah, oh, totally.
And
there's a bunch of those while you're waiting for them.
Mm,
an interesting one today was like, if you're currently booked on a flight from the United States to India, press 9. I'm like, wow, what's that about?
Oh.
Like anybody that's booked on a flight to India has got to press 9. I almost pressed it just to be like, what? Are you going to India, sir? No, I just want to know why.
Why? What's happening?
What if I was?
What would happen then?
But so, yeah, the first guy, I finally get through. I was on there for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And he's basically at the end of it is like, we can't do anything. I can't do nothing for you, man. I'm just like, shit. And so I hang up with him. I wait a little while. Half an hour later, I call back again. I get a woman who doesn't speak English very well either and is so softly spoken that I like, she's on speaker and I have my ear right up to the speakers and I have to like turn my head and talk and then turn. And I can hear, this is no bullshit, I can hear a rooster every like 3 minutes. I was on the phone with her for 45 minutes. Every 3 minutes, there's a rooster. And then I'm like, is it a baby crying? I'm like, where is this woman? She's got to be at home. Nobody's bringing a rooster into the office. A baby, maybe.
Oh,
which
wow.
rhymes. But so... So we go through the whole thing, and then she basically
people
gets to the
really
point.
People really are, like, short of staff.
They are so short of staff that they're, like, farming it out to a woman who's at home with a baby and a rooster.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm on with her for, like, 45 minutes, and she basically comes back on finally after on hold, off hold, on hold, off hold, on hold. She finally comes back again for, like, the fourth time. And she basically says, I can't do nothing for you, man. Same shit. And then by then, I just go, okay. Like, I'm just so fed up the whole thing. I just go.
Because you paid for. Because
I paid for a first class ticket. And I go, okay.
And now they just
And I go, well, are you guys going to give me some of my money back? And she goes, I will hang on. I put you on hold for a few minutes. I have to talk with other department. I'll put you on hold again. I was like,
I call them because they're in an office and I'm just at home.
Yeah, I'm just on a farm with a headset. I'm milking a cow. So she says she has to talk to the other department. She goes, I'm going to put you on hold again. And I say, I go, okay. But please, can you put me on hold without putting the music back on? Because it's repetitive and it's killing me. Like, it's going to be in my head for a year.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, no problem. Like, she doesn't want to. Because that means she just has to leave me on the line.
Oh.
So I could still hear the rooster and the baby, but not the music.
It's preferable.
It is. A rooster and a baby are way preferable to the same. Dun, 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 dun. Like,
oh my goodness.
Over and over and over and over. I eventually.
You know what? One day,
yeah,
your dad's going to be in trouble because that's the ringtone on his phone.
I know.
His phone's going to go off and you're just going to snap.
Don't you put me on hold, you son of a bitch. What? What are you talking about, Ben?
Every time that ringtone right, goes ringtone. Off, it's just like, oh, I think of United and
fly the friendly
I'm
skies.
On the plane, like, preparing to take off to go to Australia, because they always seem to play it on the plane on the international flights.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah. When you get on a bigger plane or that, they have the... It's playing when you get in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get to the point where I've been... I'm literally... I'm saying, pick up the phone! Pick up the phone! She gets back on, tells me they can't do anything... now I'm waiting for her to check with the other department. I can hear the baby and the rooster. She finally comes back, and she says, "We're not going to be able to do anything for you." And I'm like, "You know what? That's fine, because I want to change my flight." And she's like, "Okay."
They weren't going to give you back your money.
They weren't going to give me back the difference. They're like, you booked mixed cabin fare. I'm like, no, I didn't. That comes up when you're selecting flights. I did not book a mixed cabin fare. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The important part is.
But that's crazy.
After all of that time and me like on the verge of losing it because they're just jerking me around and not honoring what I originally paid for. That time that I was waiting and listening to the baby and the chicken, I did a little research and I was like, you know what? I'm not flying through Chicago and then back to Fort Wayne. I'm going to fly straight into an Indianapolis. And so when she got back, I said, you know what? It doesn't matter. She said, we can't do anything for you. And I said, yes, you can. You can change my flights to this flight. So I'm flying into Indy instead. When you guys are watching this, this all will have happened already.
Wow,
but,
that's right.
Anyway, long story short, the positivity worked out. I used the time while I was on hold to look into other options. I tried to stay positive. There's a little bit more to the story. that I forgot. At one point, I got so fed up with her leaving me on hold for so long that I decided she was doing that customer service trick where you just tell the person you'll come back and you never come back, and eventually they hang up and give up.
Oh.
I was on hold for so long that I did that, and I was like, and I hung up, and she called me back. So kudos to that woman working at United Chicken Ranch. She was on top of it. She called me back. I explained what I wanted to
did
do.
Did she say, we seem to have gotten disconnected?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I had already called back again. I was like, it's less wait time for me to talk to someone else than it is. I've been waiting for so long, you know. But so she came back. I told her about my plan. She called back, rather. I told her about my plan. She changed me to the Indy flights. Now I'm flying into Indy and home from Indy. It's one flight or two flights instead of four, one each way instead of two. And I don't have to get up so early. I just have to drive, which will take about the same amount of time as it would have to fly.
Because your return options were
limited.
Crap.
Which is annoying. It's like it's because people weren't traveling and you know, there's not as many flights as there used to be.
It was kind of often that way, though, when you were coming back, that you'd have a choice between getting no sleep or two hours sleep.
It was usually...
And getting on a plane.
There were more options than there are now. There was usually like one decent one.
Yeah.
You know? One that was like a little bit on the late side.
Yeah.
But not 6 a.m. or 6 p.m., which is kind of what it's turned into, but...
Yeah, which with the two flights was like either going to have you home like really late or you're going to bed like hopefully... getting a couple of hours sleep, getting up.
Yeah, then just going straight to the airport.
I don't know if you'd even get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to get any sleep at all when you know you only have 2 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm avoiding all of that.
And you're rushing to bed. You've done the shows and you're like, okay, quick, now relax and wind down and sleep now. you get crappy sleep. I've done it with you. It's like...
It's not fun, is it?
No. And then you get home and you don't know what to do with yourself and you haven't slept and...
It feels like I'm fighting myself when that happens.
Uh-huh.
So, rather than fight myself, I chose another path. I looked for another way around.
Well done, Don.
And if you guys feel like you're fighting yourselves in your life, you can possibly do the same thing. Look for another route. Try to stay positive.
Mm.
You might get a very friendly woman who happens to run a rooster farm. Who's dedicated to her job, nonetheless, her other job, and will call you back and get it right. So my flights are later. My travel time is about the same. It's just some of it's in a car instead of on a plane, which, you know, was fine by me. And I got money back.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. The flights to Indy were cheaper than going to Chicago and then back to Fort Wayne, so...
That's great, sweetie.
So look for an alternative, guys, and often you'll find it there.
Yeah,
like
and
I did.
Sometimes something that seems like it's like horrible and terrible and there's no positive to it actually ends up having a lot of positives.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Cool.
And now, this.
A friend of mine had a kid named him Marco. We all thought that was a cool name until he got lost by the pool. You laugh, but we never found him. We never found that kid. What a fun afternoon, though, really. I mean, all day we were like, Marco Polo, shut up, asshole. We're really looking for somebody. This isn't a game. We're looking for a little boy named Marco. I think we'd have a better chance of finding him if we all kept our fucking eyes open. Fish out of water!
Marco Polo. That's based on a true story. A friend of mine really did name his son Marco, and we were yelling for him in a parking lot. In the parking lot of a Giants game is when I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. This is...
And were you like really getting...
No, we knew he was not too far away.
Okay.
We weren't really freaking out, but it just...
No, I mean, were you really getting Polo back from people?
No. No, we weren't. I just thought of it. I just went, oh, my God, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
If you had a kid named Marco and he's lost by the pool, no one would respond. Everyone would just think you're playing Marco Polo.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
That's a clip from Live and Uncensored. You guys, you can watch some of that stuff on the YouTube channel there, which you're already on, apparently, if you're watching this. Or maybe you're listening on Audio Boom or Apple Podcasts or a zillion different platforms that this show is now available on in podcast form. Spread the word.
Yeah. Tell your podcast-loving friends.
Tell your friends that love podcasts that they should listen to this one. My throat just made a weird noise.
I've been having those noises today.
I think mine are stress-related. Because when I started freaking out before, my stomach was like... I think we should use that as a snippet, an advertisement for the show. Just me doing that.
You really looked like a Muppet. I'm not sure which one when you did that.
Oh, you were going to say the picture in the background on the website. Who do I look like? I look like a cartoon character?
Yeah. I'm not sure which one, but it's either Beavis or Butthead. I don't know which one's which.
No, you did not.
You have that profile. Just have a look next time.
I will. Next time, you know what? I'm going to look right now.
Okay.
I just bring up that video again.
Sure.
I take a look now.
You can show everyone.
You look like either Beavis. As soon as you said cartoon character, I was like, oh, God, who's it going to be? I had no idea it was going to be that bad. All right, you tell me when it gets to the point there. Beavis and Butthead.
Couldn't you just fast forward? There we go.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, that's hilarious. You are so right.
I never know.
Been to the mountain and it is good.
I never noticed before.
It's just blurred up. This effect that I put on. It's a picture of me on stage at the Comedy Store in LA.
Or is it?
Or is it Butthead?
Nice Butthead or Beavis impression there.
Butthead.
Whichever one that was.
That was pretty funny, that show, I have to admit. It had its moments for me.
Yeah.
I think it's time to take a question from a viewer, babe. What do you think?
Yep, I'm totally ready.
It's time for viewer questions, folks. It's the part of the show where we take a question from a viewer and we answer it. And then we give it back to them.
Alrighty. Raphael Warrior Hamato.
Raphael Warrior Hamato.
Asks.
Well, that's a great name. I know it's not real, but it's a great name.
During the live premiere last week, what kinds of cakes do you love, Ben, if you eat any?
I think he's setting me up, and the obvious answer is I don't eat cake. I have it. We don't eat our cakes. We rotate them. What kind of cakes do I eat?
Yeah.
Pancakes. Once in a while, I'll eat pancakes. I don't eat a lot of cake. I'm not a big cake eater.
No.
I feel like we've done this before. Have we not had this conversation about the cakes?
No, maybe it was a dessert one.
Huh. But I like a nice red velvet cake.
He has an opinion.
Ooh, ooh.
Can we turn the mic on? I'll translate for you guys.
Nice.
That is...
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you the following breaking news update. Sparky is currently howling. That's the whole thing.
I think Sparky, that was Sparky answering the question, that was his input, saying... He doesn't care what kind of cake it is. He'll eat whatever you don't eat.
He does not care. He would eat cake. Man, he would eat cake.
we couldn't let him near a cake.
It'd be terrible for him because he would just eat the whole thing.
Mm.
I like a nice red velvet cake, but like not much because it's
so
rich.
Pie.
Well, I know. I was getting there.
Sorry.
Did you think I forgot?
Yes.
You thought I forgot my favorite dessert?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong. I didn't.
Sorry.
Here's the key to making a good lime pie. Key lime pie is my favorite dessert if it's done well.
Mm.
But Raphael did not ask about pie. He asked about cakes. So I'm saying a red velvet cake is good. A double chocolate cake, very, very good. Most cake. There's not really a lot of cakes that are not good.
This is a good question. I often ask, you know what kind of cake would you like? And I go to make you cake on your birthday.
Right.
And you don't have an answer for me.
Well, it's... Really?
So I...
Raphael, how did you set me up for this? What have I done? There's one cake that I started to say there's not really cakes that I don't like, but there is carrot cake.
Oh.
Why would you take a perfectly good thing like cake,
I love carrot cake,
and put vegetables in it?
So good. Maybe you, I feel like, yeah, this comes up on occasion and it always surprises me. I feel like you haven't had good carrot cake. Like,
I feel like there isn't good carrot cake. There's carrots and there's cake. And that should be that.
Okay, I'll have to get my family carrot cake recipe now. And
okay.
You know what? You don't get a lot of carrot cake here in the U.S.
No. Like, you know why? Because it sucks.
I'm sure there's a good carrot cake out there. Australia.
It's not supposed to have chunks of carrot in it, right?
No, it's really finely grated.
Grated?
Yeah, grated carrot.
So there's like shreds of carrot in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shouldn't be in cake.
It's sweet and.
There shouldn't be any shredded vegetables in a piece of cake. It's ridiculous.
You know what? One of the best cakes I ever had and made was like a chocolate beetroot cake.
Chocolate beetroot?
Yeah.
That just means beets, by the way, everybody. They say beetroot.
Sorry, yeah.
So wait a minute.
Translation.
But are there pieces of beet in the cake?
It was grated as well, and you couldn't tell it was in there, but it's very...
Well, then that's fine.
...moist, but that's what it's like with carrot cake. Like, you're not really, like, going...
Well, it's supposed to be.
That's what it should be like.
But, you know, I'm like, this was...
It should be moist. You shouldn't be feeling the carrot. It should just have, like, sweetness.
Right, you shouldn't feel the carrot.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so we're in agreement.
Okay.
Carrot cake sucks.
I think you haven't had good carrot cake. All right. Well, speaking of differences between here and there, Red asked if
we got another viewer question.
You any Vegemite.
If you fed me any.
I know.
No, I was laid up with my mouth open going, Vegemite, Vegemite, and she just wouldn't do it. Have you fed him any Vegemite? I actually was fed Vegemite by an Aussie before I ever met Miss Emma Gleason.
What?
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah. In England.
Yeah. One of your Aussie comedian friends.
Buddy named Steve Hughes, whom I referred to as Steve Huge. I thought it was funny. Funny guy. Yeah. We were like back in his flat in Manchester, I think.
Yeah.
And hanging around late night, and he was like, let's have some Vegemite toast.
Yeah.
And it was good. I liked it.
Nice.
He explained that the key was you can't put too much, right?
No.
You have to just a little.
Yeah, that's what people, foreigners usually like want to spread it like Nutella.
Right.
And they think it's going to taste like Nutella.
No, it's not.
And yeah, there you get the shock of your life.
Here's why you don't put too much on the toast. Because if you do, you're able to taste what it tastes like. And you don't want that.
I think because it's very strong.
It's a strong and
salty.
Very different, unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially for Americans who are used to having very sweet breakfasts.
Yeah, everything here is so sweet.
To have something.
Like, people don't even know what you mean when you say savory. They're like, what's that?
That's so odd.
Yeah.
But,
yep, anyway.
That's a savory breakfast item.
So, no, Emma has not fed me Vegemite. We've had it.
Yeah,
I've
had
it with you
a
couple times.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's good, if done right.
Yeah, I got some Vegemite from Christmas.
Mm.
Not this last one, the one before.
From Santa Claus.
Saving the little jars.
Yeah, that's right. And we just discovered we had one more, right?
Yeah.
We thought you were out.
I thought it was all out.
And she was freaked, you guys. I've never seen her so panicked. There's no Vegemite in the
house. I was a bit distressed. I really like it. It's comforting for me. I really like it after I have a migraine. It's that, you know, when I've been sick. It's good for calming my stomach.
Hmm.
Yeah.
A little Vegemite.
Settling it. Yeah.
A little Vegemite might do it.
Things that you like.
Childhood thing. That's the thing, like, after you were sick, that's like your one of your comfort foods, or while you were sick.
It would usually be like plain toast and tea for me.
Mm.
Just butter toast, but like,
you know what I loved as a kid, and it's back to the sweet thing. Cinnamon toast.
Yeah.
You make toast with butter and then cinnamon.
But you don't like raisin toast.
I don't like things in my toast or my cake. Cake. Well, you go to all the trouble to make a cake perfectly moist, and then you put things in it that are not soft and moist. It's like nut bread.
Be.
No, I like nuts. I like bread. There's no reason to mix the two. I don't want nuts in my bread.
Oh wow!
I don't want raisins in my bread. I don't. You know what I want in my bread? Nothing. Just bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll keep it in mind.
Mm-hmm. Raisin bread is not as bad. Sometimes it's pretty good. Cinnamon raisin. You know what? It's not anything's. Like, if you put chocolate chips in there.
There we go.
I'd be all right with that. Chocolata.
All right. Is that enough viewer questions for now?
I guess. That was two.
Yeah.
But we only played the thing once. So I'm going to play it again.
No.
Yeah.
I think I'll ask the third question then, if you're doing that.
Well, then I'll have to play it another time.
Okay. All right. I won't then.
No, you can. Go ahead. Hit me. Go ahead. Hit me. Another viewer question, folks.
Stop.
I started it again.
Okay. So
this is where we take questions from viewers and we answer them and we give them back.
Kevin's Bacon Bits.
Kevin's Bacon Bits.
Also known as Kevin Booty Dance.
Oh, is that the same? He's the booty dancer?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that it's Kevin's Bacon Bits instead of Kevin Bacon's Bits. Okay.
He said he'd been trying to think of a decent viewer question for you.
Okay.
And he said, do you have any funny stories?
Nope.
About dealing with hecklers?
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought this was a great question. Because
you could probably tell three or four of those, couldn't you, babe?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to remember the details as well as you, but yeah, I've been around for a few of them.
Oh, there's a lot. There's so many.
Yeah. We need to, can you be more specific?
Yeah,
can we
categories.
Put it in categories,
yeah.
Of like...
Old men, women, How do we organize the hecklers?
Physical attacks.
Physical attacks, yeah. I never had one of those.
Oh, God. You have.
Have I?
Yeah. Well, near physical attacks. I mean, people... Well,
I've had people jump on me.
Yeah. After.
Yeah, that's after, right? Though. Yeah.
Am I thinking about rushing the stage?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
How did I forget about that? That was at the DC Improv. I forgot because I didn't think of it as an attack because he never made it. But
totally was.
I'm at the DC Improv, and it's when Cash Cab is like at its peak early on.
Mm.
I don't know if it's its peak, but it's like it's big. And people are freaking out when they see me. And by the time I get on stage, the crowd is, they're just so fired up that they just can't settle down. So I'm literally on the stage for several minutes and I haven't said anything yet. I'm waiting for them to settle down and stop yelling Red Light Challenge and Cash Cab and, you know, whatever, anything related to it. They're just going crazy. And then finally, I started to say something and someone yells out, "Are you on cocaine?" Like that.
Don't remember this bit.
And I go, this is the story you were thinking of. Yeah, they yelled it out to me. I waited for so long for them to settle enough that I had a chance to start talking. And as soon as I did, is it, are you on cocaine? Like that. And I choose to say, you know, I have a split second to like try to maintain order. And I go, yeah, I am. And it's a little bit of a problem for me. So I would appreciate it if you wouldn't bring it up again. You know, something like that. I kind of get through that and get a laugh from the people who are paying enough attention that they hear that whole thing.
Wow.
And then somebody yells something else out, and I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm just like, this is ridiculous. I've been up there for almost 5 minutes. I haven't started a bit yet.
You're feeling like a preschool teacher.
I'm just feeling like I'm screwed. Like, what am I – why am I even up here? And this guy in the crowd goes – he goes, I think you're a fucking pussy. And I look, and he's standing up, and a fuse in my – you know, the little thing in my head – that keeps me from just like letting loose in these situations gets cracked. The fuse just goes, bzz. And I go, why don't you fucking come up here and say that? And I put the microphone down, and I turn, and I go like this. And this dude, he's wearing a hockey jersey. That's all I know about him. And he comes running.
Oh, wow.
Full speed.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, oh wow, he's coming. I'm gonna knock him back. I'm gonna knock him three rows back if he makes it even get up to the stage. About 10 feet before he gets to the stage, one of the bouncers just comes from nowhere, just like, bam, just flattens the dude, and the place goes crazy. Like it's like a, you know,
a concert.
It's like a wrestling, you know, a one of those world wrestling entertainment is what
right,
it's called now.
Yeah.
I was going to say WWF, but that is the World Wildlife Fund. It tackles the guy. The crowd goes nuts like he just tackled him right before he scored a touchdown. He then has to take the guy out. He drags the guy. And at this particular club, you could see there's glass by the door. You could see the bouncer, whose name I still remember, Luis, dragging the guy out the door and up the stairs to the street. And then he comes back in, and I'm like, everyone's just going insane. I still haven't started the show. And finally, it starts to settle down a little bit, and I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I even going to say? And someone in the back goes, I wish Cash Cab was like this. And it gets a big laugh from everyone, including me. And then I start my show, and I do an hour, and it's awesome. And it's like, man, at the end of it, I was like, do you remember how this shit started? And everyone was like, oh, my God, it was crazy.
Wow.
It was nuts. So that's kind of a heckler story.
That's the one I think of.
That's the one you were thinking
of.
Yeah,
when all I can remember is, like, the guy running at the stage.
I was not expecting him to respond that way, but, I had enough. And things were crazy at that point in my life, too, with that sort of thing. Stuff like that going on all the time.
Yeah.
So I was at that point where I was just like, all right, enough's enough. All right, dude, you think that's okay to do what you're doing? I'm with you. Now you brought me down. Here we are on the same level. Come on up here, and I will kick your fucking ass.
Oh, God.
And he ran at me. I realized later, he's the one that said, are you on cocaine? And he was probably on cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like those Terry Tate office linebacker commercials. Where somebody was, you know, they're very funny ads where somebody was doing something they shouldn't be doing in the office or, you know, some little office faux pas, and he would just come in and tag, you know, it's like a woman in a business suit. And like, bam! They were very funny ads, and it was the same, the hit was on that level.
Oh, wow.
There are loads of those heckler stories and comedy club things that have happened at comedy clubs.
So we could come back to this question.
We could come back to this question. It could be a regular item.
Yeah.
And we'd probably be able to have a new one every week for 100 weeks.
Yeah.
Because, a lot of if you do stand-up shows in nightclubs for nearly 30 years, good God, crazy shit happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to start making notes about that stuff because those things are, we should be documenting those anyway.
Mm.
Because they're entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're in need of some wisdom, so I think we should head up and see the wise old man.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing? I was just coming back from the store. I just went down. I walked all the way down. I came back up. And then I got up here to the top, and I couldn't remember which way I was supposed to go at the top, you know? So I was, like, just kind of zigging and zagging, going back and forth. And then I saw you there. You want to come up to the house? You want to come up? And, yeah, we'll hang out, you know? We'll cook a pig or something. Maybe we'll cook a pig. We'll make some cappuccinos, or we could do a puzzle. You know, there's a lot of stuff you could do. I'm not just the weird old guy. I know all you guys that live down in the town. Oh, the old guy on the mountain. He's wise, but don't hang out with him. Yeah. But I'm a good guy. I like to do normal stuff. I cook a pig once in a while. I do a puzzle. You know, we drink some cappuccino. Just come over. So could one of you... Here's my advice to you folks. Don't ever be a wise old guy that lives alone on the top of the mountain. It's lonely. I got nobody to do anything with. You guys all come up here, you ask me... Yeah, I'm going long, all right? Yeah, put it up again in a minute. You come up here and you ask me things, but nobody wants to spend any time with me. I feel like I'm all alone here. And I am. That's why I feel that way, because I am. I actually am all alone up here. You know, and you guys come by, you know, how should we live? You know, I don't know. Why don't you go back down to the village and judge me again for my weird things that you think I'm weird, you think I'm old and crazy? You know what? Just leave me alone. I you know where I am if you need me, but don't come by.
I was feeling genuinely bad for him on that one.
I know,
one.
Me too. I was going, poor old guy.
He likes to do normal stuff, like cook a pig and drink cappuccinos. Oh, the wise old man.
Well, he looks a bit like a Capuchin monk, so...
Capuchin. This is where cappuccino comes from.
We know they liked them.
Oh, they loved them. Mm. They had nothing else to do. So they perfected some stuff in there, like whiskey and beer. Monks didn't
champagne.
Beer come from monks? Champagne.
Dom Perignon.
All beverages. That's what happens. You lock a bunch of men in a big old place, give them weird robes to wear. They are going to come up with a delicious
beverage.
They're
not allowed to. They have to be chased. They're going to put their energy into something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll find something to do. We will make some coffee that is the best coffee ever made.
Nice.
Oh, man. The wise old man. He's good for some wisdom. He's often good for some wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
We, as usual, folks, are live from Vic's Bar and having a good time. It always comes around. I always have these moments where I'm like, you know what? This show stresses me out so much that I just, like, I don't know if I should keep doing it. It's not good for me. But then we get to this point, and we have some laughs, and we have some fun, and I'm like, yeah, we should quit. No, just kidding. Oh, it's pretty fun, man. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I think maybe that should be it for episode 15.
Oh, you don't want my second story?
Other than your second news story. Which I think you must have ready.
I do.
And then, of course, we'll close it up with Sunday, okay, as we always do. But now it's time for another weird news item from Emma. It's weird. It's wild. It's wacky. It's not Wednesday. It's the weird, wild, wacky, not Wednesday, weekly, worldly news item, the second. Sweet.
All right.
I love that you have these, babe. They really prove to be very interesting and entertaining.
They do. So much more than I ever thought.
It's a great idea for a segment.
When I was like, oh, look for some weird news stories, like, to keep us entertained during the lockdown when we're doing the live show.
And there's a movie quote. Are you not entertained? That one comes up a lot, too.
That one does come up a lot.
I love it. Are you not entertained?
I hope everyone is.
I hope everyone is, too. But based on the movie I just quoted, if you're not, the penalty, you know what the penalty is.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm saying, like I watched the movie and I know what movie it's from, but I haven't watched it.
But you haven't watched it?
No.
Oh, man.
Okay.
It's a good one.
All right. So there was a wedding recently. I will show you this this photo of it.
Wedding photos?
And
oh, that looks like weed in a van.
This one here. Looks okay. Like a pretty regular wedding. Yeah. It was in Florida, though, so beware.
A Florida man was married to a Florida woman.
A 42-year-old woman got married, and nice wedding, and 30 mm-hmm. to 40 people attended.
Okay.
But then during the reception, people started to feel a bit strange, a bit weird. Some people sitting around a table together said, I feel stoned. Like, do you feel stoned? Everyone started to feel a bit stoned.
Everybody was
and
high.
Get suspicious.
Right.
And, could there possibly be marijuana in the food? One of the women there said she asked the bride if there was.
Are you on cocaine?
If there was cannabis in the food, and she smiled and said yes. According to an affidavit. So police were called. People got taken away in stretchers.
Oh, my God.
Because they were, like, freaking out, feeling, you know.
And she was just like, yeah, there is. Ha, ha, ha. People's hearts were palpitating?
Were pounding. They were feeling paranoid. And one man said he was having a hard time operating his phone.
Jeez.
Yeah. And
I'd love to see the wedding video.
So
they just put weed in the food and nobody knew?
Yeah,
it was like they thought it'd be funny, you know, everyone would have a good time.
I don't know. She's been arrested, the caterer has been arrested. 31-year-old caterer. It's such a
But not the groom?
There was some what's it called, the camera that the police officers wear.
Oh, the body cam?
Released, and it wasn't
some
very
body cam footage?
Footage, and it wasn't really, it was just dark. You couldn't see the people, so I didn't, like, get any of that for you. But they were asking them, and they both said no at the time, but I guess
They said, no, we don't know what's going on.
We didn't know.
Like, we didn't
know
there was weed in the food. But then later she said,
There's an affidavit from this woman who's asked the bride at the wedding, and she said, smiled and said, yes. So,
oh my God!
But these poor people were very upset. They were, and I just think it's a terrible thing to do to people. And she's in a lot of shit now.
I'll bet she is. That's really weird that they would think that was okay to do.
Yeah, it's just like
there's a lack of understanding there.
Yeah,
you know, I know people that smoke a lot of weed who, like, would then tried an edible,
mm-hmm.
and, like, were unable to speak, and, like. Because you don't know what you're getting, right? So,
yeah.
Or how it's going to affect you if you're used to smoking it. And that's people who are familiar with it.
Right.
If you're just a guest at a wedding and you have no idea.
Yeah, you're not expecting it to be in the food. And you're not thinking, oh, I should dose myself accordingly or anything.
Right,
and
you have no, you know, it's just been done to you. I mean, that's criminal.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Not just the possession, but, like, they drugged them.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, she's like, they got her on a bunch of different charges.
Wow. Do you know what kind of food it was in? Was it in?
It was in. They took and tested the food. They told the caterers with, like, getting cleaning up and throwing away food and stuff. And they're like, you have to stop that.
We're going to test it.
So they tested chocolate-covered strawberries and pudding shot desserts and lasagna tested positive for the THC.
Chocolate-covered strawberries. What was the next one? Pudding shots. Okay.
And lasagna.
Okay, the desserts I almost get, because you could come around and be like, hey, if you want to have a little...
Right.
Do the pudding shots on the left.
And I understand.
But lasagna?
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the entrees.
Apparently they said to them, look, it would have been okay if people had brought their own and wanted to indulge there. Like, that was fine.
Sure.
And you know what? And I'm sure there's...
You could bring your own lasagna wherever you want. Oh, you mean weed. Okay.
Their own edibles, like, right. They were totally. Saying specifically, but I imagine they're weed and...
It's just such a strange thing to do.
It's such a weird thing to do to people, like with anything, you know, like...
I think there's more to this.
Want to be able to choose.
I think she's having an affair with the caterer.
Who knows, but just...
It's just such a weird thing. It makes my mind go like, what else? What is there here that we are not seeing?
Yeah, so they're being charged with tampering, culpable negligence, and delivery of marijuana.
Culpable negligence.
Yeah.
And then that's a separate thing, delivery of.
Yeah, so three charges for each of them. And yeah, and they're looking at jail time and fines and stuff.
Yeah, you
so.
Can't just give people drugs. I mean.
Yeah.
Makes
I mean,
sense to me. That's a silly thing that they do.
Doesn't mention that there were any kids at the wedding or anything, but like...
What about, does it mention, did they get married? This is at the reception, I assume, so yeah. The wedding went off without a hitch. And then all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
And so the husband is like, he's like on their honeymoon alone?
I don't know. She's been released on bail, but I don't know. I mean, you know, when you get released on bail, you're not allowed to go anywhere. So.
Yeah, that's a part of the TV shows where they always go, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Even if they're thinking about leaving town, do you think again?
Even if they're questioning people, they're like, don't leave town. Yeah.
Don't go too far away, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to be watching you.
Yeah.
But and like, your catering friend, too.
But I mean, there are probably people there that would have indulged if they'd wanted. But it's also like, you know, dosing is an issue.
Yeah. Well, if you
mixing things, like I'm imagining it wasn't a dry wedding.
Even
so.
If you're going to do that, like if you could somehow get over the ridiculous hump of accepting that, okay, you're going to drug your friends and family at your wedding reception. How much do they have to put in there that people were having like... heart issues and panic attacks, like
wouldn't be much for me. I mean,
that's a good point.
You know, I'm such a lightweight with things.
Yeah,
just,
that's a
like,
good point. Yeah,
and that's the problem. Everybody
yeah, everybody's
has
tolerance is different.
Plus,
one guy was really disappointed. He didn't feel anything. I had three helpings. I didn't feel shit.
I was going to say, plus you don't know, like, you know, a small person, you know, we all know there's small people who can eat a ton of dessert.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, and if they, I have a bunch of pudding shots and they've eaten the lasagna as well and chocolate covered strawberries. Like,
right.
People were taking it away on stretches.
Like,
you know,
the lasagna was great. I had two helpings. Like, don't have any strawberries.
Yeah, and too bad if you've already had.
Stay away from the pudding shots.
Right.
You had two helpings of lasagna? Just trust me on this.
Too bad if you've already had cocktails as well. And,
yeah. Yeah.
And you, or, you know, or not, and you're thinking you're going to drive. Like, that's dangerous.
That is very dangerous. So, the whole thing is just terribly, terribly, not even at all thought out.
So, yeah, two women.
Two women with weed trouble.
Yeah, not wealth and taking not such well thought out actions this week.
Wow. I was at a wedding in Florida once. And I was standing there while the, up toward the front. I wasn't in the wedding party, but I was in the front row and we were standing. And they were starting the ceremony, and we were only like 30 feet from the pool.
Mm.
We were 15 feet from the pool, and there were people on the other side of the pool. And this woman recognized me and starts yelling out, "Hey, it's Ben Bailey!
Oh, God.
Hey, Ben!" You know, I'm like, my friend's getting married, like literally getting married like 10 feet from me. And her son, thank God, was like, "Mom, shut up. What are you doing? The guy's at a wedding. Shut up." I was like, oh, thank God for that kid. I never saw either one of them. I just heard it.
Oh, wow.
Because I didn't turn around.
Oh, God.
This is my friend's wedding. Please stop. Please don't do this now.
Oh.
Not here. Not now. Please. Please.
Yeah, there's the time and place. to blow it up. Oh, dear.
All right. Speaking of blowing it up, I think it's time to look into the holidays.
All righty.
Today, undoubtedly, folks, like many other days, all the other days, is several strange, ridiculous holidays, and we like to celebrate them in this segment, which we call Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
right,
for obvious reasons.
All right, so as this is airing, it's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to Ben's mom.
Happy Mother's Day to all you moms.
And to all you other moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day, moms.
And it is also National Lost Sock Memorial Day.
National Lost Sock Memorial Day? That is one of my new favorites.
It honors all the socks that are no longer with us.
They're with us. They're somewhere.
Nobody knows. Yeah, exactly. Where did they go? We don't know, but...
They're behind the couch on Ren and Stimpy. There's a giant pile of oddball socks.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, nice. So it's such a common thing that this is a day to
Lost
honor.
Lost Sock Memorial Day.
All right. And then we have National Decency Day.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah. It was created by a New York-based graphic designer named Lisa Cholnocki. You
okay.
know what? I should really look at how to pronounce these names before I get into it. It really doesn't
matter. I know that's not decent. That's not terribly decent of me.
Okay, so back in 2017, she witnessed a heated political debate amongst her relatives. Mm-hmm. And upon seeing how aggressive people became when speaking about anything concerning their beliefs, she came up with the idea of promoting decency during any kind of discourse that takes place between people.
All right. I like that idea.
Yeah. So she made...
Way to go, Lisa Cholnocki.
She designed a decency button. I'm assuming that means like a badge.
A button that you push when you need decency.
That sounds good. That would sounds like very practical. But you guys call badges buttons here, right? So that's what I'm thinking.
Like something we have badges too.
To your chest.
You could pin a badge to your chest, but a button would be different than a badge.
Right. In that...
And that a badge is like a representative of some sort of status or title.
Mm.
Check out me. I nailed that.
Yeah, so to us, a badge is something you pin on your clothing or chest. Unless it's a brooch. That's a little different.
Hmm. Badge, button, brooch.
Mm-hmm.
The debate continues right after this.
So she would wear her button every day and...
Her button that says decency.
And people jumped on board with the idea, and she promoted the 3 points of active listening,
mm-hmm.
better understanding, and compassion.
Wow.
So I thought that was good. So Decency Day is all about promoting that.
I really like that.
Cool.
It doesn't mean I lead a life that reflects that every single minute of every day, but I try.
I think you're good with it, sweetie.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah. Okay. National Hospital Week.
National Hospital Week.
Also takes place this week. Takes place during the week of Florence Nightingale's birthday.
Well, that's perfect.
To shine a spotlight on hospitals, healthcare systems, and health workers.
Excellent. I like it.
I can go into the history of hospitals, but I can also just...
Do you have some hospital history?
Yeah, yeah. They can be traced back to 331 AD.
Hmm.
I'm getting this information from the National Day website.
Okay.
But
so if some of this is inaccurate, take it up with
them.
Yeah,
this is what I didn't like. Sometimes I'm like, what? Okay, so they say traced back to then when the Emperor Constantine abolished all pre-existing pagan hospitals. So I'm like, if they're traced back to then, when he abolished pagan hospitals...
when they abolished all the previous hospitals.
Were there hospitals around before then?
Like, sounds like it.
Apparently. I think, historically, they were
hospitals
trying to claim...
Hospitals originated when all hospitals were first abolished.
Well, pagan... A lot of pagan traditions were pushed out by Christians, so maybe
sure.
they rewrote the history to say...
Right.
This is when hospitals began.
Right. You guys didn't have hospitals.
Yeah.
These are the first ones.
Yeah. Let's replace
all. So maybe they're older than that.
The popular pagan holidays with a Christian holiday. Jesus wasn't really born at Christmas time, but there was a big holiday and festival then. So let's put his birth there and celebrate that instead.
Wow.
That's.
I hope no one's going to get terribly upset
that sort of thing.
At the things that we've challenged here on tonight's program.
Well, it's pretty pop. I mean, commonly.
That one's pretty commonly known, yeah.
Known throughout history, but
interesting.
Yeah,
I've read a bunch of Ken Follett novels mm-hmm. that are historical novels, mm-hmm. right? Historical fiction, I think, but they're based on real things. And they
sound super interesting from what you've told
they
me.
They are so interesting, and there's parts there's part of one where it's like, you know, the hospital is really just a room at the Abbey, I guess you would say.
Right.
And so they would go and be cared for by the nuns. And there's one nun who I...
When was this set? Was it set
it's
in
later.
Like
I think it's
real...
later than this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in like the 1300s or something.
Okay,
I think.
That tracks with this.
Does it?
Yeah.
And so there was already the idea of hospitals, but it was just one big room at that mm-hmm. point. And then this one woman who's... You know, she's a fictional character in the book, but I assume she's based on a real person, realizes when the plague is coming around and killing everyone that maybe it's not the best idea to keep everybody all in one room. So she comes up with two amazing things, the idea of people working in hospitals wearing masks, which we all know now is very important and can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And she... designs a hospital that has separate rooms so the people are not all in one room sharing all of their germs with everybody else.
Yeah.
And I think that was around 1300 something.
It's interesting. Because they were saying before this, patients were isolated from the community, and then the Christians were so nice that they brought them back into the community to be cared
okay.
for. So, and, you know, it was nice. They were constructed buildings to accommodate the poor, the elderly, and the sick, which is great. But, they kind of needed to isolate them. There's a reason that, you know, the sick had been getting isolated before
right.
that point.
Yeah, because they're sick.
Yeah. It's like, if we keep them separate, they're not going to make everyone else sick.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, regardless of all that stuff, hospitals deserve to be celebrated because
mm-hmm.
it's not some place you really want to go, but if you need to, it's pretty nice to have it there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. So those are our holidays. Lost Sock Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
National Hospital Week, and National Decency Day. You know what that means, folks. It's time for Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
This weekend, one day only. Take all the socks that you have that no longer have a partner and throw them in the trash, because that's the only way that you can truly honor the ones that they loved and lost. And be decent about it, because it's National Decency Day, so when you're throwing those socks in the trash, you be nice about it. And now, take a minute to appreciate the hospital, the place you never want to go, but you're glad it's there if you need it. The hospital.
I think you're going to say Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Oh, well done,
babe. I was like, just got caught up at the end there.
And now, something else I was going to say.
All right, guys, thanks so much for watching and or listening. This has been The Big New Show, episode number 15. I'm Ben Bailey.
And I'm Emma Gleason.
And we will see you next week for episode 16. We will not see you. Tonight's movie quotes were Charlotte's Web, The Goose, Agnes Moorhead, Fletch, Chevy Chase as Fletch, and Gladiator, Russell Crowe as Maximus.